Sinful activity. Kali Yuga is an ocean of sinful activity. But in this age of Kali, Srila Prabhupada has made the arrangement to establish the golden age or something. And it all started 46 years ago on this day when Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. Therefore, this day to us is very special. This day started a spiritual revolution all over the world. So, while celebrating this Prabhupada Memorial Festival, I thought of reading from Prabhupada Lilamrita, which is the life story of Srila Prabhupada. The second volume, out of seven volumes of Prabhupada Lilamrita, begins with this chapter, Prabhupada's arrival in America, the journey to America. The first chapter of the second volume is describing Prabhupada's journey to America. Prabhupada himself wrote in his diary when he was traveling in California. Prabhupada is writing, "Today the ship is flying very smoothly. Jai Shri Shivaji Saraswati, Jai Shri Shri Rama Saraswati." Today the ship is flying very smoothly. Prabhupada wrote it on the 10th September, just about a week before Prabhupada's arrival in Boston. "I feel today better. I am feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan and my lords, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, Radha. My only solace is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which I am tasting the nectarine of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. I have left Bhagavad Gita just to execute the order of Srila Master Siddhanta Saraswati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order. I have no qualification, but I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His divine grace. I depend fully on their mercy, so far away from my heart." So Srila Prabhupada wrote that on 10th September in his diary in 1955. Then I am reading Satyur Maharaj's description in Prabhupada Lilamrita. "After a 35-day journey from Calcutta, the Jaladuta reached Boston's Commonwealth here at 5:30 p.m. on September 17, 1955. The ship was to stop briefly in Boston before proceeding to New York. Among the first things Srila Prabhupada saw in America were the letters A and P painted on a pier front warehouse. The grey waterfront dawn revealed the ships in the harbor, the conglomeration of lobster stands and that building and rising in the distance to Boston starting out. Prabhupada had to pass through US immigration and customs in hospital. His visa allowed him a 3 month stay and an official stamp date to indicate his expected date of departure. Captain Pandya invited Prabhupada to take a walk into hospital, where the captain intended to do some shopping. They walked across the footbridge into a busy commercial area with old churches, warehouses, office buildings, bars, tall bookshops, nightclubs, and restaurants. Prabhupada quickly observed the city. But the most significant thing about the short stay in Boston, aside from the fact that he had now set foot in America, was that at Commonwealth Year, he wrote another important poem entitled Malkine Bhagavatam, teaching Krishna consciousness in America. Some of the verses he wrote on board the ship that are as follows. So the translation goes, my dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind about this beautiful soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now, you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and action. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no peace for the transcendental message of Vasudeva Krishna. I do not know how they may be able to understand, but I know that your voices mercy can make everything possible, because you are the most expert at this thing. How will you understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I may be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have come under the control of the illusory energy by your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutch of illusion. I wish that you were delivered them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. So Prabhupada knew how difficult it would be to preach Krishna consciousness. That is what Prabhupada is expressing in this tradition. Prabhupada knew very well that the people in America are extremely materialistic. They are completely covered with the modes of passion and ignorance. But until one becomes situated in a world of goodness, one cannot possibly understand it. So Prabhupada knew how what a difficult task it would be.
Yeah, that's what it got.
But at the same time, we can see that Krishna has his plan and Krishna created a field for before the eyes of the Prabhupada arrived in America. For first 1 year, he was a big struggle for Krishna. He was a very big struggle. Prabhupada did not actually have any place to stay. Srila Prabhupada was facing an acute uncertainty. So much so that often Srila Prabhupada would go to the shipping company and ask when the next ship would be. That means Srila Prabhupada was actually planning to It's also the thinking of coming back.
Amen.
But then all kinds of wonderful things happen to them. After about 1 year's struggle, after about 1 year's uncertainty, Srila Prabhupada gradually moved to the lower sun, where the kings of America were gathering. And at that time, America was also going through a very special thing. Although people in America are generally materialistic, but the youth of America at that time became disgusted with materialistic way of life. They were looking for a change, they were looking for a positive alternative. And they started a counterculture. Although they didn't really know how to find the real positive alternative to this gross materialistic culture. But they internally, they realized that the materialistic way of life is not the ultimate goal. They realized that the that just making money and having a comfortable living is not the goal of life. They are looking for something more tangible, more satisfying, more fulfilling to the inner needs of an individual. And
in New York City, the youth of America at that time in the Lower East Side. And Srila Prabhupada gradually moved into that area, Lower East Side. That also by some divine arrangement. Srila Prabhupada, when he went to America, the only person that he knew in America, in the entire America, was the son of one of his acquaintances in India, in Mathura. So, that person, Gopal Agarwal, Prabhupada never met him. Prabhupada approached his friend because to get the visa, he needed a sponsorship letter. And this man, Mr. Agarwal from Mathura, arranged for his son to give the sponsorship letter to Srila Prabhupada. And then when Srila Prabhupada got the visa and made the arrangement for a trip to America in a ship, that also a cargo ship, the ship that carries goods, not passengers, the ships that carry goods, an extremely
just like, to give you an idea of what it is like, the difference is like traveling by train and traveling by goods train. Did anybody ever travel with a goods train? How does the goods train move? Very slowly. And the cargo ship, the ship for carrying goods, they not only move slowly, they stop in practically every single port. So that is how tedious the journey was. As it is, the sea voyage is difficult. But this is a voyage, a journey to the ship in a goods train, in a cargo ship. So Srila Prabhupada made that arrangement to have a free passage in a cargo ship to America by the mercy of one of his acquaintances, Sumati Morarji, who was the chairperson of the Sindhya Steamship Company. And when Srila Prabhupada was about to leave, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to Gopal Agarwal. We can see in what uncertainty Srila Prabhupada was going through. He wrote a letter to Gopal Agarwal that I have come on such and such day by such and such ship in America. Gopal Agarwal received the letter and
Gopal Agarwal didn't have any opportunity to write Prabhupada back because Prabhupada was already on the ship and there was no possibility of receiving letters in the ship. Now Gopal Agarwal could have ignored the letter. After all, he didn't know Prabhupada. He never met Prabhupada. Only his father told him, just give a letter. So he sent a letter and he never thought that he'll have to do anything more than that. And Srila Prabhupada also didn't know, if Gopal Agarwal did not send anybody to receive him in the ship, in the port, in the New York port, then what Prabhupada would have done. But Prabhupada was so confident, and this is the quality of a pure devotee of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord simply depends upon Krishna's mercy. And Krishna takes care of his pure devotee. Time and time again, Srila Prabhupada used to say that Krishna made all the arrangements for me. I simply wanted to follow the instruction of my spiritual master, and Krishna made all the arrangements. And we can see Gopal Agarwal sent somebody. Nice of him. Very nice of him. He was not in New York. He was in a place called Butler in Pennsylvania, which is about 4 hours drive from New York port. Butler, Pennsylvania. About 400 kilometers away. So Gopal himself could not come, but Gopal appointed an agent who would meet with Srila Prabhupada and take him to the bus station and put him in a bus for Butler. So this is how Krishna started to take care of Srila Prabhupada's voyage to America. Before that also something very wonderful happened. As Prabhupada mentioned on 10th September in his diary, that Atlantic was very peaceful, very calm. Generally Atlantic Ocean is very turbulent. Pacific is calm, but Atlantic is turbulent. And while Prabhupada was going to America, Prabhupada had 2 heart attacks in the ship. Not just one heart attack, 2 consecutive heart attacks. And Prabhupada himself mentioned that very fortunately after that, the ocean became very calm. Actually, if the ocean was turbulent, then the ship would have been rocking and that could have been very dangerous for Srila Prabhupada. And the captain of the ship also mentioned that Arun Pandya also mentioned that in his 30 years of his career, he had never seen Atlantic to be so peaceful. So this way we can see how Krishna was taking care of Srila Prabhupada. And as if Krishna was taking care of him personally, he was sailing the boat. He was steering the boat. And he was making the whole ocean so calm and peaceful. This way, when Prabhupada stayed in Butler, he stayed there for some time. Some people became very much affected by him. But Prabhupada realized that Butler is not the place where he needs to stay. He did not go to America to just stay in Butler. He came to America to preach, and in order to preach he had to go to a big city. So Prabhupada wanted to go to New York, but there also Prabhupada did not have any, and Prabhupada didn't know who to go to, where to stay. But fortunately Prabhupada made an acquaintance with someone whose name was Dr. Mishra. Dr. Mishra was a medical doctor, but he became a yoga teacher. Probably he saw that by teaching yoga he will make more money than practicing his medical career. So he became a yoga teacher and a kind of a guru. And the worst thing is that he was a Mayavadi. He was an impersonalist. He was not a believer of the person. He didn't accept the personal form of the Lord. So for a devotee to what to speak of, live with a Mayavadi, even to have any kind of contact with a Mayavadi is extremely painful. Jai Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki jai. But Prabhupada accepted this hardship. Generally, devotees avoid the association of Mayavadi, but Prabhupada didn't have any other option. So he stayed at Dr. Mishra's place. And Prabhupada was very friendly. By nature, Prabhupada was very polite and very friendly. So although Dr. Mishra was an impersonalist, and although sometimes Prabhupada would get into an argument with him, but they maintained a very cordial relationship. Prabhupada mentioned, actually Dr. Mishra mentioned that his health was very bad and no medicine was working. But after Prabhupada came, just by eating prasad cooked by Srila Prabhupada, Dr. Mishra got cured. He appreciated Srila Prabhupada very much in that way. But then when Dr. Mishra started to notice that his followers are becoming attracted by Srila Prabhupada, then he became quite worried. So Prabhupada could understand that, and Prabhupada decided to move out of his ashram. In the meantime, Prabhupada actually made some acquaintances with some young boys, and one of the young boys allowed Srila Prabhupada to stay, share a loft, that is, on the roof of a building, they make a kind of an area which is with some bathroom and kitchen, they call that studio. So Prabhupada was staying there with this young boy called David Allen. And initially David Allen was responding very nicely to Prabhupada's teaching. Prabhupada in some letters also mentioned to his godbrother that how this David Allen is becoming a devotee. Prabhupada was thinking that David Allen would become his first devotee in America. But unfortunately David Allen went back to drugs again. He started to take LSD and he became mad. He started to trip on LSD and one day he became very violent and he tried to attack Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada left that place. Srila Prabhupada came onto the street, no place to go to. What a difficult life. A 71-year-old man, alone in New York, been chased out of the residence where he was staying, and now he's on the street without any idea where he would go. Prabhupada recalled some of the young acquaintances he made at that time. And one of them was Michael Grant, who is now our Mukunda Maharaj. So Prabhupada called him and told him what happened. Because Michael Grant also was a friend of David Allen. And so Prabhupada called Michael Grant and told him So Michael just told him, Swamiji, just wait, I'm coming. So he came. Michael, Ram did not have arrangements in his place to accommodate Srila Prabhupada, but he made an arrangement with some of his other friends, some of his friends, to accommodate Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada stayed in the house of that young couple. How difficult that must have been also for Srila Prabhupada. In America those days, young boys and girls did not get married. They used to just live together. They just lived together. They lived like husband and wife without getting married. Now this couple was like that. And not only that, they had a cat in the house. And but Prabhupada tolerated all those difficulties. And eventually, Michael Grant with some other friends, they arranged a place for Srila Prabhupada. They felt that Prabhupada need a place to preach. They realized that Swamiji has a message to preach. And that his purpose in his purpose behind coming to America was to preach the message of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they made an arrangement for Prabhupada to have his classes in a storefront, small little store on the roadside, about 12 feet frontage and about 20 feet deep. That was the place where Prabhupada started. But that place became the starting ground, the first temple of ISKCON, the first center of ISKCON. ISKCON was born in that place, in that 26th Second Avenue, a small little place in the Lower East Side of New York City. And behind that there was an apartment on the first floor, and that was Srila Prabhupada's residence. So Michael Grant arranged that place and he paid the rent for first month. Srila Prabhupada started his preaching mission there. Every evening Prabhupada was conducting kirtan and Bhagavad Gita class in that storefront, which was known as Matchless Gift. What a coincidence! The matchless gift that Srila Prabhupada came to give to America and the rest of the world. That place was the matchless gift. Originally it was a curio shop. And when the previous owner moved out of the place, he didn't take out the sign. The sign was still there. But Prabhupada did remove the sign because that sign was so significant, so relevant. The matchless gift. And Srila Prabhupada started his mission there. First kirtan and then Bhagavad Gita classes. Most of the young boys and girls who started to come at that time could not understand Prabhupada's English, because American English is very different from Indian English. And the way the Americans speak English is very different from the way an Indian speaks English. Prabhupada had very strong Indian accent. But they loved him. They loved his kirtan and they loved his personality. Although they didn't understand the teaching so much, but due to their love for this wonderful personality, they used to come to him. And this is another very unusual happening, because the youth of America at that time felt that the grown-up people are from another planet. They're so different, because the grown-up people were very, very materialistic, whereas they were anti-materialistic people. Therefore, the youth of America at that time would not have anything to do with someone who is beyond 30 years. 30 years, beyond 30 years, or grown up means square. And they were freaks. they were the unusual one. And so there was this big generation gap. And they found such a wonderful, loving relationship with this person who was not only of their age, but he was not only 70 years old, and he is from another continent. He is from another world which is completely unknown to them. But this is the wonderful quality of Srila Prabhupada. His personality just attracted them so wonderfully. And these young boys and girls started to become, they became attracted to Srila Prabhupada. Not only they became attracted to Srila Prabhupada's kirtan, Srila Prabhupada's teachings of Bhagavad Gita, but the most attractive feature was prasad. Srila Prabhupada himself used to cook. And they of course didn't know how to cook. Prabhupada used to cook himself. And Prabhupada used to offer them those foods. Prabhupada on Sundays, that's how Prabhupada started the Sunday feast that we celebrate in every temple all over the world. On Sunday morning, Srila Prabhupada used to go to the Chinatown, which is just close by, where all kinds of vegetables were available at a very cheap price. You go to an American shop, you'll pay four times more. So Prabhupada found out, so he would just walk to Chinatown and he would buy the vegetables. Then he himself would cut those vegetables, wash those vegetables, and cook those vegetables, cook the feast for the boys and girls. And then Prabhupada would give a lecture in the afternoon, and then Prabhupada would offer them their Sunday feast. The only thing they did about that Sunday feast, those boys and girls, is to serve the prasad and eat the prasad. That was their only participation. And even after eating prasad, they all left. And Srila Prabhupada himself used to wash the pot. That is how Srila Prabhupada started this ISKCON movement. And some boys became attracted, so much so that they wanted to live there. They wanted to stay with Srila Prabhupada. And when one or two boys started to stay, then other boys also wanted to stay there. So this is how the ashram started. The first ashram. Then Prabhupada conducted the initiation ceremony. A handful of boys got initiated, and among them were Michael Grant and his wife, Jenny. Michael Grant became Mukunda Das and Jenny became Janaki. So Mukunda Maharaj actually understood Srila Prabhupada's mission, and he played such an important role in the early days of the development of ISKCON movement. When this 26 Second Avenue New York Center was established and running, then Mukunda Maharaj with his wife moved to the West Coast, to San Francisco. And he went to San Francisco because he realized that Swamiji has brought the real message for the youth of America. And the youth of America was now gathering from all over America. They were just moving towards San Francisco, the Golden Gate Park, the Haight-Ashbury, two roads, Haight and Ashbury. That is where all the youth of America was at that time, who were generally known as hippies. They left everything. Coming from very wealthy, affluent background, but they rejected everything. They realized that money cannot buy love. You cannot buy love with money. With money you can buy so many things. With money you can buy all kinds of material comfort. But you can't buy love with money. But what does one actually need? One needs love. Because that is what the heart is craving for. So they left home and came onto the street, living on the street without any proper shelter. And the place that they all were rushing to was the West Coast, San Francisco. Therefore Mukunda Maharaj went to San Francisco. And he got four of his other friends, two couples, Gurudas and Shyamsundar, and their wives, Malati and Jamuna. Just six of them received Srila Prabhupada to the West Coast. They got a place, another storefront near Haight-Ashbury, where all the hippies were, and they invited Srila Prabhupada to come. And what happened there is a history. So many young boys and girls became attracted, and they surrendered themselves, offered themselves to Srila Prabhupada. And in this way, the movement started to spread in America. But again, Mukunda Maharaj with his other friends, Shyamsundar Prabhu and Gurudas Prabhu, they felt that now they have to go somewhere else to start this movement. Now the seed has been planted in America already. Now we have to go to London, another center of the world, the most important center of the world. So they went to London. They didn't go to London, they wanted to go to London, but they couldn't go to London. That's because there used to be very cheap flight to Amsterdam. Amsterdam and Luxembourg, there used to be very cheap flights. So they took a flight to Amsterdam, all six of them. And they thought that from Amsterdam they would go across the channel to America, to London, to England. But there they found out that in order to enter into England they have to show certain amount of money. So they didn't have enough money for all six of them to go together. So they decided to go two at a time, one couple at a time. So they went to England showing all the money that they had together, which was good enough for two persons to go to England, and then they wired the money back to Amsterdam for the next couple to come. So this is how they went into England. There was no place to stay. They didn't know anybody there. So they just went to, they made some acquaintances with some local Indians. They were also not very affluent. But still they were broad-hearted people, especially the Indians in UK, the Indians from East Africa. There are lots of Indians from Uganda and Kenya at that time, emigrated to England. And they were very pious, most of them were very pious. So these people started to help them. So they were just staying in the house of those people. And then they made acquaintance with George Harrison, the Beatle. He was the most famous personality at that time. He was undoubtedly the most famous musical group, the Beatles. All the youth used to worship George Harrison and the other Beatles as their worshipable god. That was how famous the Beatles were. And this also was a very wonderful happening, the way it happened. Like Mukunda Maharaj used to know the manager, one of the managers of a group called the Grateful Dead. And so he met with him, and this person assured him that he would introduce him to the Beatles. So he went to the Beatles studio, the Apple studio, but the guard won't allow him to go in because he didn't have any previous appointment. So, and because he looked strange also wearing dhoti and kurta, American wearing dhoti and kurta, so the guard was quite skeptical about him and decided not to let him go. Mukunda Maharaj told him that, look, my friend is inside, why don't you give the message to him that I am here waiting for him. The guard did not pay any heed. But at that time, John Lennon's wife, Yoko Ono, she just came by. She just came out of her Rolls Royce, and when she saw Shyamasundar Prabhu, it's not Mukunda Maharaj actually, it was Shyamasundar Prabhu, I made a mistake, it was Shyamasundar Prabhu, who was the friend of the Grateful Dead. And so he saw Shyamasundar Prabhu and asked, are you a friend of George? And no, she actually asked whether he was a friend of John Lennon, because John Lennon was her husband. And Shyamasundar Prabhu said, yes, I am his friend. So she said, come in. And the guard then allowed him to go in. When he was waiting there in the reception, he didn't really know who to meet. He was actually waiting for his friend. But then George Harrison just came out of his room, came out of his chamber, and saw Shyamasundar Prabhu. And he just walked up to him and said, hey, where have you been all this while? I have been searching for you. When I was in the West Coast, I heard you all are chanting some mantra, and I was very impressed, and since that time I have been thinking of contacting you, but I couldn't find you all anywhere. So this is how Krishna actually helped this movement to be established in the West. Krishna was making arrangements to kind of have this kind of response from George Harrison was a sheer miracle. One of the most famous young men of the time walks up to Mukunda Maharaj dressed in a strange way, Shyamasundar Prabhu, and says, I have been looking for you all. That means he was looking for the Hare Krishna devotees. So George Harrison also, actually we have to see that many of these individuals who came to help Srila Prabhupada were actually devotees from the previous life. So he became attracted, and he told Shyamasundar Prabhu, so why don't you come to my house one day? And Shyamasundar Prabhu went, all six of them, and cooked in his house, and that's how they started their friendship. Then they arranged for Srila Prabhupada to come to London, and the Beatles met Srila Prabhupada. Especially George Harrison was extremely attracted to Srila Prabhupada. It is George Harrison who actually bought the property which is Bhaktivedanta Manor today in London. It's a huge property in the most prestigious outskirts of the city. most prestigious suburb of the city. What for? And there, the property that he gave was on 17 acres of land. A manor house on 17 acres of land. And that 17 acres has expanded into 100 acres now. The property in Bhaktivedanta Manor now has 100 acres of land. And that's how it all started. Then when Prabhupada came, John Lennon invited Prabhupada to stay in his house. Such an important person is inviting Srila Prabhupada to stay in his house. And Srila Prabhupada moved into his house with the devotees. The devotees, when they went there, they didn't have any place to stay in London. But now, one of the most important celebrities of England is inviting them to stay in their house. So this is how we see that what Srila Prabhupada has done is the most amazing thing that happened in the history of this world in the present time. Today's world is not registering that. They're giving recognition to people, the most important people of 20th century. Prabhupada's name is not even there. This world today, they hardly recognize Srila Prabhupada. But there is nothing to be surprised about it, because the world, this world, is so much in ignorance that they cannot recognize a real great person when that person is present close to them. But with the passing of time, what the world will see? The world will see that all the other people are fading out, but Srila Prabhupada's glory is becoming more and more enhanced. With the passing of time, Srila Prabhupada's greatness will become magnified. And a time will come when the world will recognize that Srila Prabhupada is the most important person that came to this world to benefit this world. So, we are very fortunate that somehow or other we have become related to that personality who is the most important person of all time. The person who benefited the world in the most wonderful way. And we are the recipient of that benefit. We are seeing how our lives, how we have benefited by Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So that is why it is very important that we become aware of our connection to Srila Prabhupada and we recognize the greatness and glory of Srila Prabhupada. And that is why today we are celebrating the Prabhupada Memorial Festival to commemorate Prabhupada's arrival in America 46 years ago. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Goodness, Bhakti Kaur Swami Maharaj ki. Srila Prabhupada Memorial Festival ki. Srila Bhakti Kaur Swami Guru Maharaj Vyas Puja Mahotsav ki.
So it's already 9 o'clock. From 10 o'clock our next session will start. The memorial, Prabhupada Memorial Festival to glorify Srila Prabhupada. And so now you'll go and take your breakfast and then we'll meet again at 10 o'clock. I think some of you are fasting today till noon. Okay, what to do? fasting to celebrate the feast properly. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna, now there will be offering of lamb to Lord Nrisimhadev. The devotees can go in front of the Nrisimhadev temple and take a lamb and offer it to Lord Nrisimhadev. Ekhon Nrisimhadev er uddeshe dip dan kora hobe, to bhaktara Nrisimhadev mandir er samne jan ebong dip sangroho kore Bhagavan er uddeshe dip nibedan korun.
Hare Krishna, jo angrezi mein announcement hua उसका अभी हिंदी में अनुवाद होगा. अभी नरसिंहदेव को आप दीप अर्पण कर सकते हैं. उसके बाद मंदिर में भजन और कीर्तन होंगे और 10 बजे से 12 बजे तक श्रील प्रभुपाद का गुण कीर्तन इधर पंचतत्व हॉल में होगा. भक्ति कैलसान महाराज, श्री प्रभुपाद के अन्य शिष्य और वरिष्ठ वैष्णव, श्री प्रभुपाद का